This is Fresh Air. American military women showed us what they could do in the Gulf War. Now women are part of the military mission in Somalia. We called Carolyn Beecraft, a military policy expert with the Women's Research and Education Institute in Washington, and asked her about the role of American military women in Somalia.
Well, they'll be serving in a myriad of positions. The medical position, this is a humanitarian effort with a large medical contingent, so they'll be serving with the hospitals and with the feeding effort. In the logistics, they'll be involved with the supply, the logistics, driving trucks, things like that. Flying aircraft, flying everybody in, the troops, and the supplies. That will be an Air Force mission, and there'll be many Air Force women pilots and in their crew who will be doing that.
Now, are there any combat rules that apply in this mission, since it's not a combat mission, it's a humanitarian mission?
Well, of course, if you're combat's in the eye of the beholder. If you're being shot at, you know, you'll think it's combat, and it will be. But the positions, the women will not be in the initial wave. They didn't come in with the SEALs. They didn't come in with Marines. They will not be with the light infantry units as infantrymen. Those troops will come in first to secure the area, but will be followed very shortly, within the next day or two, I assume, by the whole supply and logistics chain, and that is where the women will be.
Are there any ways in which women's status in the military has changed since the Gulf War?
Well, in many ways. Their performance was recognized and noted by the Pentagon. They gained the respect of their peers in the Persian Gulf War. And I'm quite struck at this point in time with the buildup that there's absolutely no mention of women. I mean, it's almost taken as being routine that women will go. And if you can recall, 2 years ago when we were having this conversation, almost the whole focus was on women, especially in the beginning, because it was a novelty. It's no longer a novelty.
What are the rules now defining women's participation in combat?
Well, there's only a very small portion left in law that restricts women, and that is a law that pertains to the Navy that says that women cannot serve aboard combatant vessels, and that is a matter of definition by the Navy. I mean, by that I mean the Navy gets to determine what is a combat vessel. Other than that, there are no laws that restrict women. There are policies. By policy, women are not in the infantry and in the armor. What is different from the Gulf War time and now is that after the Gulf War, the Congress repealed the laws that restricted women from flying combat aircraft. So at this point in time, women should be able to be assigned to and fly combatant aircraft. The Defense Department hasn't quite gotten there yet, but there's nothing in law anymore that prohibits that.
Last year, the law that prohibited women flying in combat missions was repealed.
Right.
But isn't there a move to write a new law that would prevent women from flying in combat again?
I don't think that will ever happen. I really don't. Both houses of Congress, by large margins, voted to repeal the combat exclusion for women aviators, and the president signed it. There was a move by the right wing and the right wing contingent on a presidential commission that wanted to recodify aircraft. That is not favorably received at the Pentagon at all. They don't want to go back to that. They don't necessarily want to implement it, but they don't want to roll back the clock either.
Carolyn Beecraft is a military policy expert with the Women's Research and Education Institute in Washington. More on women in the military after the short break. This is Fresh Air.